You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Man, that's fun. Are we drinking?
Yeah! Oh,
my people, I love drinking so much. I have a new favorite town to drink in America. Anyone ever drank in Dayton, Ohio? I love drinking in Dayton, Ohio. It's my favorite place. If you've never been, oh my gosh, the first time I ever went, I was at the hotel bar, surprise, I love drinking. And I was at a high top with a friend of mine, and we were both having a salad, which is the most tragic part of this story. And this fat guy walks in. I can say that, I'm not offending anybody. Great, so this fat fuck walks in. So mean, I'm kidding, that's so mean. He goes to the bar, and he buys 3 shots. And he walks him over to our table. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I love Dayton, Ohio. Then he downed all 3 shots in front of us. All 3 shots, hero. The balls on a guy to walk up to a table filled with women and take the drink, because you know we thought it was for us. You know we did. But no, not in Dayton, not from that guy. Then he pulled up his own stool, confident. Took off his prosthetic leg. I'm not lying. Put it on the table in between our salads, tragic. And grabbed a pack of cigarettes out of his prosthetic leg. Because that's where we're keeping them now. And I was just like, you ladies ain't from around here. I was like, no, sir, no, we are not. He was like, I work at the gas station across the street. I was like, very cool. He goes, yeah, my name is Chuck. I was like, of course it's Chuck. He was like, I'm on my 15-minute break. Downing 3 shots? I met my soulmate, what? Are you kidding me? Dude, I got into comedy to drink on the job, and this guy's doing it for real? Oh, I love it. I love drinking. I like going to local bars. Yeah, I love local dive bars because it's a place where people who wouldn't normally hang out become bar buddies, and then they say things to each other they shouldn't. Oh, I love that. I was in Austin talking to these 2 dudes, and we introduced ourselves properly. They told me what they do for a living. They're solar panel fixers. I don't know much about this. They go around making sure that solar panels work. Great. Seems like something we need for the future. Thank you so much. And then we kept drinking, and we got into conspiracy theories. Yeah, this is a good bar topic. I love this. And they told me they don't believe in the moon landing. Yeah, and I was like, what? You don't believe in the moon landing? Does anyone in here? It's okay, that's fair. There's no, you don't, right? And I get it. I honestly can see both sides of the story, right? Because we haven't been since the late 70s. So depending on your age, it's like, you know, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to see it, did I really suck that guy's dick? I get it, I get you. But I personally believe that we did. I personally believe that we did. Because I don't think all these other countries are just going to let America get away with it. Like, I don't. Like, I think they'd find the evidence and they would tattle. But then the guy leans into me and goes, if I'm being honest with you, I don't believe in the moon. I was like, what? You work for the sun. I was like, what do you think it is? He's like, a projection. I was like, there are cave drawings of the moon. A projection takes electricity. You work for electricity. It's just nice to know I'm not the dumbest person I've ever met. And I'm pretty dumb. Yeah, growing up, I was in ESL class. English as a second language. You wooed for that? English is my only language. Yeah, that's how dumb I am. But I believe in the moon. I believe in the moon. I do.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.